it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettelli along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Before we go to Coach Tommy Rybacki, Adam Schefter's reporting this, no surprise here, George Kittle with a hamstring injury. When you get up in age, hey, the aches and pains and pulls and everything, it don't heal. He's going to be out a few weeks. But he also says Brock Purdy has a left shoulder and toe injury that makes him uncertain for Sunday's game against New Orleans. He'll see how he responds as the week goes by. If he can't play, former Alabama quarterback Mac Jones, number one pick with the Patriots a few years
back. And he
back.
Was the backup with Trevor Lawrence with the Jaguars last year. No, we should win. You know, it matters when you play a team, who's available, who's playing.
So you won't have Kittle.
No,
and who knows?
Then I'm Brock Purdy.
With Brock Purdy.
Man, we better beat the 49ers. I'm telling you right now, they don't. Come on. What'd you say, Grant? Yeah. No, I didn't say the Cardinals. No. I picked the Saints in the points, and I still lost.
Yeah.
I lost by half a point. Think about that.
That's why they call it gambling. No, like
that's why. You don't think Las Vegas knows what they're doing?
Look at that point spread last night with Buffalo and the Ravens. Crazy stuff. It flipped, actually, late in the week.
But it was right on. When it happened, it was like, 6.5. And the game, look, it's exact right there, 7-point victory by the Cardinals. Cardinals.
Let's bring in Nickel State head football coach Tommy Rybacki. This segment each week is brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, the official health care provider of Nickel State Athletics. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, all of a sudden I saw what the score was and then reading some of the stuff. Coach, as a defensive-oriented coach, man, you got to be disappointed to give up that much yards rushing against West Georgia.
Yeah, extremely disappointed in the play of our front on both, you know, on the defense front at the linebacker level and also in the secondary defensively. Anytime you can't control the line of scrimmage, you're in for a long night. And I think, you know, defensively frustrating in our inability to stop them. And then, you know, our ability to sustain some things on the other side that would have allowed us to be off the field defensively. So, yes. Disappointed, definitely.
Some wear down involved with that. Boy, when a team can run the football, and Coach, I'm not telling you nothing you don't know. Man, that's the worst thing in the world when they can run it and they continuously just feed it to you.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, you always want to stop the run first. You got to get into predictable down and distances and create third downs to be able to get off the field. And we weren't able to do that on Saturday. We weren't able to, you know, control those down and distances. And then when we got into third down, you know, they extended some drives with the quarterback being able to scramble and run, and which only opened up more opportunities to try and run the football. So, yeah, all in all, not a winning formula for us.
And, Coach, when you're dealing with human beings and from a mental standpoint, I mean, it was what you were facing, LSU against Louisiana Tech, Tulane against South Alabama, and the ebbs and flow from a psychological standpoint, getting ready for opponent. Here, all of a sudden, you're already, faint cornet word, with top five in the nation. they're predicting to represent the Southland Conference. And then you have that kind of game. And then all of a sudden, even from your fan base, probably, West Georgia, they're a Division II school. They coming in here and thinking like, whoa, they just put a whooping on us. I mean, is that something that that you address with the team that just goes to show you got to come to play? Because you never know, and how you could be up and down that roller coaster. What you're trying to avoid, that no matter who you're playing, that you have to bring your A game.
Without a doubt, you know, it's competitive character is what it is. It's how you approach a game before the game, your respect for the opponent, how much you respect what it takes to win games. Yeah, that's the first part. And then once you get in a game, continuing to respect those things, how hard it is to win a game and how you need to stay in the fight when things get tough and be able to fight through and pull out tough victories. So those are definitely areas that we're addressing with the team and got to improve in.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach, I think one of the things Bob and I were talking about this, that a lot of times in the hard times, this isn't the coach that comes involved here. It's your team leaders, the guys in the locker room.
Like a players only meeting.
Exactly. That they have to figure this out. Okay, you can't be making these mistakes. You can't get yourself out of position. You got to know what to do each and every time you're out on the field. And that's more player driven a lot of times than what people might think, that, oh, the coach got to figure it out. Well, Tommy, you're not out there playing, okay? You got to rely on your leaders and the guys that are on the field to make those plays for you.
Yeah, there is no question that the best teams are player-led. The coach provides the direction, you know, almost like Congress. He, you know, sets the laws, and then the players are like the sheriffs that enforce them and then also show up in tough times like this to reinforce what's important. And we definitely have some good quality leaders on our team, and I expect big things out of them in a moment like this.
You know, when you look at a team like West Georgia, and I remember them a long time ago. I actually played with a player from West Georgia, Mike, with the Michigan Panthers, went to the Redskins camp. He was a linebacker. But it just, I would think they probably have a lot of players from Georgia. And there's a lot of people, a lot of, you know, good players from the state of Georgia, not all going to Georgia, Georgia Tech, or Georgia State, or Georgia Southern.
Big population in Georgia.
So
that's all I know.
And so what caught my attention was that it's not Stanford, but Samford, how they played against them. And then now with the transfer portal, that all of a sudden they could be a completely different team, or maybe with a handful of players, or just different players from last year to this year, and now on their team, that maybe that it could change, where all of a sudden, whoa, you better pack a lunch when you're going against a team like West Georgia, because they got players.
Yeah, no question. First off, they're in a great location for recruiting. You said it, Georgia football, tons of people in the Atlanta metro area. And then you look into South Georgia, great high school football in that area. And then you look at the transfer portal. Well, a lot of these players in that area get recruited. They go off to other schools. And what do most players look for when they're looking for more playing time? Getting a little bit closer to home. So they do have a great base to pull players from. And you can tell they've done a good job since transitioning up to Division One of being able to flip their roster. I think this roster has 30 new transfers on it from a year ago. And so they've been a fast build to get to this point, played some good football to start the season.
Coach, you got a bye week. From a health standpoint, how is things kind of hanging up for the Colonels? Because sometimes early in the season, because of the opponents you play, and sometimes there are money games involved, you get beat up a little bit. So a little bit about the health of your football team entering this week.
Yes, I would say we're a little banged up. You know, 8 straight weeks when you add in the 5 weeks of fall camp of football. And so we got a lot of guys who have played a bunch of snaps who are in need of some recovery a little bit this week, get them back healthy. And then also, you know, it's a great opportunity for us to build some depth through working some other players who may not have been in the game plan for the first few weeks. And then also, you know, maybe looking at some different guys in some different spots to be able to continue to grow that depth so that the wear and tear doesn't continue to add up on those frontline players.
Coach, when you look at the top teams, I don't care if it's, you know, FCS, FBS, whatever. Man, if you don't have depth, offensive line, defensive line, you're in trouble. Because that's, well, you might have 5 good players along your offensive line, but it's finding the 6th and the 7th man. And same thing on the defensive side, the football, that's the hardest things for a Nicholls State or West Georgia or Southeastern or McNeese. to have that quality depth along the offensive defensive line. Because all those guys, you know, there's just a few of them. That big, that strong, that fast. God only made a few of them like that. And a lot of them had the major college schools.
Yeah, especially now, because when you've got one, you know, it's hard to hang on to them, too. But you're exactly right. Depth on the offense and defensive lines, when we've had really good teams here, we've been able to roll 7 and 8 guys on the defensive front and then also 7 and 8 guys on the offensive line. And we got some good players. We do have some depth in the areas. But defensive line, you know, we got to get some more guys healthy and back to contribute to the rotation.
Now, Coach, right quick before we let you run, the bye week. And then that's interesting. Texas State, the Bobcats. Next year, the year after, they joining the Pac-12. And I remember them as old Southwest Texas, you know, in San Marcos, Texas. And now they're called Texas State. So that's a big feather in their cap. They joining the Pac-12. No, they came to Nacogdoches.
Okay,
went
to Nacogdoches.
But it was Southwest Texas, the Bobcats, I remember. But no, I never went to San Marcos. But that school has like 47,000 students, and they're going to the Pac-12. So that's going to be a big challenge, Coach, going up against them after the bye.
Yeah, without a doubt. Very good football program. Really been on the rise the last few years. Their coach does a great job. Familiar with him from his time at Incarnate Word, G.J. Kinney. So it'll be a big challenge for us coming out of the bye week.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. I'm going to let you go eat some barbecue, but I appreciate you coming on tonight, Coach. Best of luck.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for having me.
All righty. Tommy Rybacki, the head football coach at Nicholls State University. That segment weekly is brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, the official health care provider of Nicholls State.
Man, look who just showed up.
Man, Longshoreman's over here in the house.
He got his Ole Miss dad shirt.
Oh, goodness.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.